check mine up, boy.
Hey, mate.
How you doing, mate? James, you okay?
Yeah, nothing.
I've got Brian Laird on the line, L-A-I-R-D.
Give me a second, let me have a pull on me pipe. I'm not going to pull you. Yeah, I rang him a week ago. Have you been through all the stocks, mate, yeah?
Yeah, it's all good. There's a few on there. There needs to be a couple removed, obviously. I think he's part one, part three. Been done three times for some strange reason.
Yeah, that's awful.
LOA, CFA's on there.
Okay, is POA is out of date.
Everything's boxed off.
It's Calico Homes.
20th of January, 26th.
No, this is the 19th of December, 25.
Hello? Which one?
That's
I
on
can
page
see
two.
Brian Laird.
Oh, Brian Laird. I'm on Colin Laird.
Yeah, no, Colin, no. Colin's his brother. Brian, I've got on the line here.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, I did, yeah. Brian.
Sorry. All right, I think you got your word for that one. I'm popping through.
Yep, cheers, bud. See
you. Thanks, Peter. All right. Hi, Mr. Laird. You speak to Michael at MMA Legal.
Hi, mate. You all right?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. Thank you, sir. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, yeah.
Excellent. Just to let you know, Brian, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. Do you have 5-10 minutes to have a chat with me about your case, Brian?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. as I said before, Brian, my name is Michael. My role here is to go out and gather the evidence for you to subsidise or substantiate, should I say, your claim. My role is to go out and give you the best opportunity for when we present your case to Scottish Redress, to help you and get the best outcome.
Yeah.
So my time today, or the call today, isn't so much about your time in Nazareth House. It's more to understand, Brian, you as an individual, really, and how at Nazareth House and the trauma that you faced as a child has had a lasting impact on you as an adult.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Whether that be through the likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD.
Yeah, see, the thing is, like, I know for years, like, we were all in the same bedroom, and that's all my brothers ever talked about, you know, when we were in that home and how bad it was.
Yeah.
No, and like, you know, it's depressing. So I mean, I don't know what happened to the older brothers, like, but I know that it's had a big impact on all of us.
I'm so sorry to hear that. It's okay. Windy,
Sorry, pal.
Okay, no problem. Do you suffer with depression, Brian? Or have you been diagnosed with depression?
Yeah. I've got a lot of mental health issues, you know.
Yeah. What other mental health issues have you got, Brian, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I mean, that's, you know, I get depression. It all started with depression, and then I've took drugs in my life, you know, because of the depression, and I'm trying to pull myself back together. I've conquered the hard stuff. It's just I'm trying to.
When you say drugs, Brian, is that drugs from the doctor or is that?
No, I was taking illegal drugs years ago, but I'm not doing that. I've done that for a long, long time now, you know.
Okay. Did you seek any sort of medical attention for the drugs, or was that?
I went through Westgate, you know, the drug place, to, you know, taught me get right. I'm still suffering now, like, you know, but it's just maintained now, you know, to prescription drugs.
Yeah.
So.
Through Westgate, yeah.
Yeah. Inspire.
Westgate, Inspire, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so with your permission, Brian, I'm going to write to your GP.
That's fine. You can do what you need to.
Yeah. I've got a real tough question, Brian. It's a question that I hate asking
But I do have to ask him. So I do apologise, Brian, but have you tried to take your own life, sir?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Okay, I'm so sorry that you thought that was your option.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, like I say, I'm more in recovery now. You know, I've got my head back together. So,
Was you hospitalised for the suicide attempt?
I've ended up in hospital a few times. You know, I've had a few breakdowns gone to hospital and. You know, I was in and out of prison as well, you know, because the depression, the drugs, it all goes hand in hand, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So.
Was you sectioned in hospital, Brian, or?
No, I wouldn't let him do it. I ran off. But I, okay. But it's all on record anyway, you know, the things that I have come through.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take the hospital details as well off you in a second, as well as your GP. I'll take that Westfield details off you as well. I'll write to them.
Tell Dr. Harding that, you know, I've got a doctorate at Inspire, and she knows me really well, you know.
Okay. Should we do Inspire now then, shall we?
Yeah, you can. Dr. Harding. Yeah.
Inspire. And whereabouts is Inspire?
It's in Burnley, Westgate, Burnley.
And that's for the drugs, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What drugs was it? Was it?
Well, I mean, I've run heroin for over 10 years. I mean, I got off it in 2004.
So. Okay. So when was you in Westgate for then?
I'm still under them now.
Okay, from when? Would you say 2004 to now?
Last 5 years at least, you know, before that I was trying to do it all myself, you know, and fairly miserably, and then I obviously reached out for help in the end, and
yeah.
And I'm doing all right now, so that's
Can I take your GP's name then, or details please?
Right, well, I've just got a new one, you see, and I don't, hang on 1 second, I think I've got it on my phone, actually. Let me just have a look. Right, Then the GP, right, yeah, I've got it here. Right, so it is Dr. Wilkinson.
Just up there, Wilkinson.
At Burnley Group Practice.
Oh, wow.
The telephone number is 01282.
26. Group Practice. I don't need that. I'm okay for the telephone number. I'll just write to them, you see. And you've been in there from 2026.
I've moved to a new address, you see, so I've just got that doctor. I've just literally got a text the other day.
Okay.
Because it used to be in Paddington, but they don't have any records now, so all my records have gone to this new doctor.
Okay. Can I take the hospital details you were hospitalised in?
Oh, no, I haven't got a clue what them are. You'd have to look in the medical records.
Okay, all right. If you can get that from your GP, then that's totally fine. So what I'll do, Brian, is obviously I'll write to your GP, I'll write to Inspire. I'll get all of that information back. I'll also write to the social services of Nazareth Health, the Education Authority there, and also the National Records Scotland. Can I get that information back from your time and care? Do you want me to share that with you, Brian?
Can do, yeah.
See you. Okay.
How much do you think we'll get?
Not sure, sir. To be honest with you, all I can tell you is the average.
I'm not bothered anything to bonus, isn't it? Let's be honest.
The average claim value over the last 3 to 5 years has been £55,000, Brian.
Wow. I mean, Jesus Christ, I'd be happy with 20.
Yeah. I'll be happy with the father.
When the guy rang me up, I said, Ian, man, I said, where do I sign?
It's crazy, isn't it? But you deserve every penny, you deserve it.
My depression nearly disappeared when he told me 45 grand.
Yeah. hopefully we can go some way of helping you a little bit with some financial compensation.
I said, I'm sure somebody put a finger in my bum when they were changing my napper. I distinctly remember.
Jesus.
I know I'm joking there, obviously I wouldn't do that in front of anyone else, but
totally okay.
I'm up for it. If we can get it, I'll be well off it. There's a drink in it for you and all, mate.
Yeah, I know. I'll face the tide on this one, Brian. We're on a no win, no fee contract with you, but I'll run through that again with you in a sec.
I'm happy anyway.
Okay, perfect. Want to share your time and care information with you. We'll go through it together. Make sure that you're happy. Make sure that you haven't, we haven't missed anything out. All of your statements are up to date and as sharp and as clear as you want them to be. We'll add all of your medical records to your case as pictures.
Right, well, that's down to you, isn't it? If you can do that, that'd be great. I'm happy to sign whatever you need me to sign.
You signed everything. I've just got to run through this call with you. And then if you're happy, I'll continue.
I'm happy, mate.
All right. Let me just run through it, though, Brian, because obviously it's a recorded call and I need to just get through it.
Yeah, no problem, brother.
Legal declaration at the end. So we'll go through all the information together. We'll add that to your Scottish readdress case along with your medical records. And then we'll wait what's called a panel date, Brian. Panel will judge on our case. It's done behind closed doors, so we don't have to attend. And then hopefully from there, we'll get you some financial compensation and obviously the recognition of any wrongdoing and hopefully get you a
peace
of mind. What else? Oh, do you have any questions for me, Brian, on that process?
No, I'm happy.
Okay, excellent. I just need to go back a step with you, Brian. Just obviously due to the sensitive nature of these cases, I need to make sure that you're fully aware of all of our fees and what other options are out there available for you. And if you're still happy...
I've gone through it and I thought about it and I'm not like... I'm happy for you guys to do it. Anything's a bonus. If you can better my life and make some of yourself, I'm happy for that. Because I'm no good with forms and stuff like that. Yeah. And I'd rather somebody else do it that does it professionally for a living rather than me for messing it up.
Okay. Let me just run through this with you then. Obviously, I have to.
Okay.
So just to let you know, Brian, obviously you're aware that you can apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do so.
I know.
That would obviously entail you gathering your own evidence if you wish to and submitting that case yourself. But obviously, you just said you don't want to, so that's fine.
Yeah.
There are other law firms out there, Brian, that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress and won't charge you any fees. They do this because they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client whether that client wins, loses or draws. Now, as a fellow law firm, I can't comment on those law firms' practices and what they would do for you, or probably more importantly, Brian, what they won't do for you. All I can tell you is that we as a law firm don't participate in that scheme. We've rejected that on multiple occasions.
I mean, like I say, I'm happy for you guys to take me forward and do the best you can for me.
We enter into what's called a private fee agreement with you under a no-win, no-fee contract.
Yeah.
What that means is if you win, we win. You lose, we lose together. And it's on us as a business is to go out and gather the evidence and give you the best chance of getting the most positive of outcomes. Our fees, Brian, are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT. So what that means is no matter how much time and effort goes into your case, you will never pay us more than 20%.
Brilliant.
Including that, excuse me. Also, Brian, on the no-fee piece, so just to let you know, because you've been deemed to have gone through such emotional hardship throughout your life because of your time and care, we will never put you under any sort of financial hardship if we are unsuccessful in gaining you compensation. Our insurance policy will cover all of our fees, Brian, so we will never come knocking at your door for any sort of fees if we don't get you compensation. Is that okay, Brian?
Okay. Thank you. That's brilliant.
Perfect. Do you understand those three options I've just given you, sir?
I certainly do, yeah. I've gone through it and thought about it, and I'm happy for you guys to do it.
Excellent. Thank you very much. So just to let you know, Brian, you signed off CFA with us or contract with us on the 24th of the 3rd, which was, what's that? That's today. Do you only sign documents today, Brian?
I signed one today that I signed a few weeks ago, and they said that it's not gone through properly, so... sent it about half an hour ago and I've done it again.
Okay, so just to let you know, Brian, you have a 14-day cooling off period from the date of today.
Yeah.
What that means is if you're unhappy with anything, if you're unhappy with our processes, you have 14 days to change your mind, basically, and rip up the agreements with us and walk away. Or alternatively, if you're happy with us as a business, the fees and our process, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling off period. And we can get started on your case, but that's entirely...
Yeah, just do that, mate, please.
So you're happy to waive the 14-day cooling off period?
Yeah, waive it, yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'll be in touch, Brian, within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. If you need me in the meantime, give Elliot a call. It was Elliot or James who pass you over. Give one of the guys a call. They'll hand you over to me. If not... I'll call you within the next 3 to 4 weeks. But by then, you'll already have my contact details. And I'll let you know how I'm getting on and where I'm gaining some traction and where I'm not.
Okay.
Okay, Brian, I'll walk you through to the end.
Thanks, mate.
Not a problem, Brian. It's lovely speaking to you.
Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Brian. Bye now. Bye-bye.